Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special S'chus L'Nishmas Hagaon Rav Chaim Yitzchak Korb. It's his Yortzeit on the Gimel Sivan coming up. So I thought we'd learn some of his Torah. He was a big Gaon in Lithuania, and he later immigrated to the United States, and he was a Rav in Harlem, which it was a makom of Yidden at the time. And he later moved to Chicago, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Skokie. And at the end of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And there he passed away. His years were approximately 1870 to 1957, and he learned by Rav Lezer Gordon in Telz, and he spent time in Panovich, then he went to Palangin, and then Pavlograd in the Ukraine, and then Zager, then he comes to the United States, based Medrash HaGadol in Harlem, and then 26 he came to the States, and 28 he goes to based Medrash LaTorah, comes to the yeshiva every day at 3 a.m., comes home at 10 p.m. That was his daily schedule. And we're zeichet to have his Torah in the Sefer Yeshivas Chaim, numerous volumes. So this was published in 1927 in New York, first volume. And I have a special chiba learning these Torah, these forgotten Gedolei Torah, Gedolei Yisrael. In the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, so if he was forced to eat matzah, he's yotze. And Rav Ashi explains, he's talking about where the Persians, the Goyim, forced him to eat the matzah. So you see that even though he doesn't have kavanah to be yotze, he's yotze. So Rav says, you see from here that at okay l'shir, if you just blow the shofar for song, not to be yotze, you're yotze. So you see that Rav holds that amidst Saint Tzrichas kavanah. At the end of the sugya, it says in Rav Zera, Echayv and Utkali have kavanah to be tokeh for me, so he holds that you need kavanah. The Rambam in Chametz Matzah 6:3 writes that if you eat achal matzah b'lay kavanah konshan so akum oy listin lechol yotzi yedei chovasoi, that if a person eats matzah without kavanah to be yotzi, like the goyim forced him, or armed bandits, says Yotze, Frak the Rabbi Magid, Shofar 2:4. That here the Rambam Paskin said if you eat matzah without kavanah, you Yotze, so he holds it's Saint Shechas kavanah. Whereas in the second parak of Vichas Shofar, he writes that if the Shemea was Miskavin Lotzeis and the Tokeo wasn't Miskavin Lotzio, or the Tokeo was Miskavin Lotzio and the Shemea was Miskavin Lotzeis, he isn't Yotze. He isn't Yotze. They both have to have kavanah. The shemeya and the mashmiya. If one of them is mechavin, it's not enough. They both have to have kavanah. So what do you see from the Rambam? He holds Mrs. Trichel's kavanah. So divrei Rambam, it's a bakanta, devar mod yadua, astirab divrei Rambam. The gabi matza, the Rambam says, that you don't need kavanah. The Rabbi Shofar, the Rambam says, you do need kavanah. The Rabbi Magid says he hasn't found a satisfying teretz. Maseches Brachos, we also have the Rabbi Pasach b'chamer b'siyam b'deshichra. The Rishonim ask, I am with the Saint Tzrichas kavanah. Ayin sham b'divrei Arosh. There they have in the sugya, what's the din if you start making the bracha on wine and then you end off with beer? So what's the problem over here? Even if you had the wrong kavanah, you had the kavanah for the wrong bracha, when you said Baruch Ata Hashem Lokeinu Melech HaOlam, who cares? It's Saint Tzrichas Kavanah. So what's the whole Nidon in the Gemara? It's the Russian Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, others discuss. So we have a problem over here. We have the stira between matzah and shofar. And why are we discussing mitzvichus kavanah when it comes to making a bracha if you hold mitzvah saying mitzvichus kavanah? So it appears as follows, says Rav Korb Zetzal, that in Maseches Vachim and Daf Beis, Rava asks, Kol az vachim shnit shvol lishma tayim shvol lishma no stam ol nayl ba an shem khoy ba mstam an amik lishma dami remino kol get shnichtov shlo le shem isha pasul vstam an amik pasul. So we have a steer on one hand, stam of zvachim is kil lishma. If you do without any specific kavana, it's lishma. Only if it's specifically shlo lishma, it's not beseder. But if it's lishma, then if it's stama without any specific kavana, then you're yotze. And then we ask from get, stam get is pasul. And the Gemara answers that zvachim stam and lishma is because zvachim is stam and lishma made. It's l'shem that carbon. That's what it's there for. So you have to assume that's what it's being brought for. But a woman stam is lav legerish and I made this. So if it's not, the get isn't written for her specifically, so it's no good. The zevach is stam and lishman. Stam, it's the shame that zevach. But a woman is not legerishin in the mela when the get is written. And her name is on it, but it's not for her, written for her specifically, it's no good. So as he says, with that we can answer the kasha. And the Gemara says that if in Kasu Akum Pasul, if a guy writes it, then by a get, it's no good because Akum Adaiti Denavshia would have a Mila. A guy can do the Bris Mila, so we see it's Kashrai De Akum, even though by Mila you also need Kavana. Also by Tzitzis you require Lishma, and yet there's a Kavana, there's an opinion that it's Kashrai De Akum. But now we understand this based on the Chilik between Zvachim and get. You can also make a chilek between Mila and Tzitzis. Because Gabe Mila and Tzitzis, we say Stama Lishma. And therefore it's Kasher Ayde Akum, because Akum is Avid Stama. Akum does it without any specific Kavana. So since it's, he does it Stama, so Mimela, it's going to be Kasher. So why Tzitzis are Kasher. And Mila's Kasher. Mitzvahs are done Stama Lashem the Mitzvah. Without any specific kavana otherwise, it's done l'shem that mitzvah. So the only thing is not is a woman. A woman is no good when it comes to writing a get. When it comes to writing a get, the akum is adaita denafshia. There he's writing it for his own. He's not writing it for the sake of the woman. So it's no good. But the gabe milah is beseder and the gabe tzitzis is beseder. Because stam mitzvahs are the shame stam of the shame mitzvah, and the guy is doing it stam. So you see from Tosis that gabei mitzvah we see stam lishma koi just like by zvachim. So we can say that only the gabei mitzvah chiyuv is Tosis holds that we say stam lishma since a person's chayv to this mitzvah. So therefore stam oimed lase soisa, and we say stam lishma koi. But gabei mitzvah that's not chiyuv is like brichas hanenin. Person doesn't have to eat, doesn't have to make the bracha. So therefore we can say it's stam is not lishma. You can't say stam is oimed to do this mitzvah, he's not obligated to do this mitzvah, and therefore if he's pasach b'cham v'sim the shichra, it's the brichas hanenin, which is not obligated. So he starts with the wrong kavana, he starts with the kavana for wine, and he ends up with the beer. So there we don't say mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. Because he has to have the proper kavana, because this is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And tzitzis, which is a mitzvah, is not chiyuvis. Nevertheless, since the baguette has arba kanfas, you're not allowed to wear without tzitzis, so it becomes chiyuvi. So mistama, it's oimid lasis by tzitzis, and therefore you don't need kavana l'chad mandomer. But the gabe achilas matzah, which is a mitzvah chiyuvis, there we say stama l'shmakoi, and you don't need kavana. So that would explain the Gemara that matzah is istama lishma. Is that you don't need kavana for matzah? You're yotze without kavana. And so too, tying tzitzis, yotze without kavana. So the Gemara says about an akum that of its stama, he does the he writes the get stama. He does it at daita d'nafshe. It means, like Tosfos says, that he's doing it stama, and therefore it's no good because stam get is not legerishin. So we have that stam get is not legerishin. And therefore, if a guy writes the get, it's no good because he's writing it stama. And so he doesn't have negative kavana, but he doesn't have the proper kavana. That's what it means, adaita d'nafshe. As Tosfos says, even though he does it stam, it's still going to be pasul. But mila stama lishma. And mila stama lishma, we could say the same thing by tzitzis. It's also stama lishma, because these are mitzvahs chiyuvios. These are obligatory mitzvahs. Masha'en kein, making the bracha is not obligatory. So there we can say it's stama not lishma. And the gabei achilas matzah, it's a mitzvah chiyuvi, so it's stama lishma. Memela, you don't need kavana. And that the legabei tkiyas shofar, the shomei and the mashmiya both have to mechaveni, the tkiyas shofar is a mitzvah chiyuvis. We can say, because there, Ein chiyuv zeh ala toikeh lo hitziyah zeh ha-shomeah. Shereh ha-shomeah chayiv letkoyah ba'atzma. V'im kein yevshe loymer debistama oimeid sheruven zeh yoitziyah shimen. Kevin shenah mechuyuv bezeh. Mishum hachi tzarech kavonis shomeah u'mashmiah. Mishum debimitzvah she'enah chiyuvis lo yamrin en stama l'shmakwa legabit kiyah shofar. They both have to be mechavin, the shemei and the mashmi, and the tzkiyah shofar is a mitzvah chiyuvis, we could say, because there, this toikeya doesn't have to be motzi, this shemeya. Shemeya has to blow himself. So you can't say that bestammer Ruven is blowing for Shimon. Since there's no bestammer Ruven is blowing for Shimon, they need specific kavanah. So the yisod advarim is that when it's bestammer going to be l'shem mitzvah, so it's beseder gamur, and that's by mitzvah chiyuvis, such as tzitzis on a four-corner garment, and such as eating matzah, and such as bris milah. Masha'en kein, when it comes to this thing that's not chiyuvi, like a berachas hananin, or tkiyas shofar, Ruven doesn't have that, that's after motzi Shimon. So there we say that it's not l'shtam l'shma. Now, in the end of Maseches Yuma, Rav says, Tfilas ne'ila patera shel arvis. And the Gemara concludes there, that that's only according to the Man D'Yomar, that Tfilas arvis is only according to the Man D'Yomar, that Tfilas ne'ila is balayla. But the Man D'Yomar, Tfilas ne'ila is mizman b'yoyim, it doesn't pater ma'ariv. The kash is that Rav holds that Ma'ariv you can daven by day. Rav Tzoli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav daven the Shabbos davening in erev Shabbos. So if so, even according to the Man D'Yomar that tefilas ne'ilas b'yoyim, why can't it pater Ma'ariv? So it would appear that even according to the Man D'Yomar you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha when it's still day. Nevertheless, the Zman Chiyuv is only at night. But before the night, even though you can daven, but you're not chayiv to daven yet. The Magen Avraham writes in Simen Samach Sifkat and Gimel, that a mitzvah derabban and ain't tzarich kavana lotzeis. So if he's there, gam tefilas arvis, ain't a tzricha kavana lotzeis. Veishlamid zeh raki mispala balayla. Those who's man chiva shal tefilas arvis. So the Magen Avraham says that a mitzvah derabbanan, you don't need kavana to be yotze. So to my riv, you don't need kavana to be yotze. We can say that's only if you're mispala at night. That's this man chiv, so bestama l'shmakoi. But if you dab before the night, it's not yet the time of the obligation. That's not yet officially Zman Ma'ariv. You can do it earlier. But the real Zman Ma'ariv is only after dark. So there you need special kavanah if you want to be yotze before dark. So if a guy davens ne'ilah, he wasn't mechabing to be yotze Ma'ariv. So dafka if he's mispal this tefillah at night, since the Zman Chiv of Meir is at night, he's Yotzei without Kavanah, because he's doing it at the time of Meiriv. In other words, since it's nighttime, you say Stama L'Shem Meiriv. But if he does it by day, you can't say Stama L'Shem Meiriv. That's why the Gemara says you're only Yotzei in Meiriv with Ne'ilah if you do it at night, but not if you do it Man D'Yomer that Ne'ilah is B'Yoyim. And you can't be Yotzei the Meiriv at night because his Stama is not L'Shem Meiriv. And we can also say that according to the Man D'Yomer that Tefillas Ne'ilas B'Yoyim, you can't be Yotzei Ma'ariv even if you have Kavana. Why not? Because since he made it Yoyim, in other words, he daven Ne'ila, so he can't make it Laila L'Inyan Ma'ariv, like the Poskim write, that if you daven after Plaga Mincha, Mincha, you can't daven Ma'ariv now. Because you made it Mincha, you made it day. Once you make it day, it can't be night. So if you daven Ne'ila, the Zman Ne'ilas B'Yoyim, and you daven Ne'ilah, you can't say it's considered Ma'ariv because you're saying it's Yom. You're saying it's not Laila. So Baruch Hashem, we learned some nice Kedushim from Goyim Chaim Yitzchak Karp. And it should be an Aliyah for his Neshama and for ours. The use of Seis of Dovah is Bekever. It's Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And of course, this is a huge topic. We just touch the surface, but definitely Chomer l'machshave. Toda rabba shehezantem la shiur ha'matok hazeh. Shalom, shalom.